每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
2月22日，人生指南。我儿，你若领受我的言语，存记我的命令，侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明，呼求明哲，扬声求聪明，寻找他如寻找银子，搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝，你就明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识上帝。箴言2章1到5节。圣经中的箴言书是关于智慧的，但不是仅仅帮你提高考试成绩的那种。这里说的智慧是积极主动的，或者确切地说，是一种前瞻性的人生指南。这种智慧不要你过风平浪静、碌碌无为的人生。箴言不要你平庸无为、随波逐流，也不要你遵从所谓的文化，或者局限于别人的压制。这本书称之为箴言书。你读这本书的时候，你作为一个主体，从中学习智慧，用于实践之中。智慧不是懒散、懈怠、消极或垂死的。智慧是丰盛的，智慧有如短跑名将尤塞恩·博尔特那样敏捷，于正确的时刻在赛场上照着上帝所定规的模式直跑。让我们一同祷告。主耶稣，求你开动我的脑筋，给我智慧，让我今天所做的每一件事都是切实而积极的。奉你的名求，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
February 22nd, Proverb. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding.Search for them as you would search for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 5. The book of Proverbs is all about wisdom, but not just the sort of wisdom that helps you do well on a test. This wisdom is proactive, or maybe better said, it is pro-action. Stationary, nondescript living is not an acceptable posture for this type of wisdom. Proverbs does not allow for generic living or just going with the flow,or being what culture says you should be, or limiting yourself because someone placed a ceiling on you. This book is not called Pronouns, it is called Proverbs. As you read this book, you are the subject who acts with the wisdom that you learn through its teachings. Wisdom is not slothful, lazy, inactive, or dead. Wisdom is productive. Wisdom flashes like Usain Bolt. In the right moment, makes its way through the race and realigns things to the way God patterned. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, kick my mind into gear. Give me wisdom that will be relevant and active for everything I will face today. In your name, amen.